When we get down to the disease burden, many of you are familiar with these diagnostic criteria already. So we're looking for these four key symptoms. Usually we want two or more for at least 12 weeks. And we're looking for nasal obstruction or congestion. Usually it's bilateral, rhinorrhea, postnasal drip, decrease or loss of sense of smell, although in this pandemic area, that may be a little challenging. Facial pain and pressure. Nasal polyps, though, impact a lot of the patient's quality of life. And I think one of the ones we don't appreciate as much as probably we should, or at least we're learning to appreciate more, is the impact on sleep. Particularly when you're not able to breathe through your nose, it really disrupts the quality of your sleep. Many of these patients have to sleep in recliners. It results in a lot of daytime fatigue, loss of work productivity. And particularly if your polyps are very large, your nasal drainage doesn't go down the back of your throat. It can come out of the front of your throat. So for example, like I had one patient with extremely large polyps who had to walk around with a handkerchief constantly. So it was a big social embarrassment, social anxiety for him. And then you'll see our lovely images to the side here. We have our control CT scan in a normal patient, and then the CT scan in someone that has a nasal polyps, and then our endoscopy, which most people are familiar with, the control side, which looks like a normal right nasal cavity. And then we have here a right nasal cavity with nasal polyps.